I would invite the Chapin family to come and to lead the lighting of the Advent wreath prior to the processional. And may I say, hearty folks, out in the cold, you get double credit for today. God bless you and your long underwear.
Today is the fourth Sunday of Advent. Advent is a time of waiting. We wait for God to send God's love and light into our dark human world.
How did it happen?
God's most perfect love comes through Jesus. Jesus became a human being, just like you and me, so that he could show us God's light and saving love.
Make our hearts and minds pure, O Lord, so that when your Son Jesus arrives, he will find us prepared and ready to receive him. We thank you for a time of waiting and preparation. We thank you for the gift of Jesus, your Son. We wait the light of the world with joy and expectation.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke, which is known as the Magnificat, sung by Mary. Surely, from now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy.
Today we continue to wait for the coming of Jesus. We wait for the light of the world to shine into the darkness of our lives. On this fourth Sunday of Advent, we light the fourth candle.
Each candle that we light reminds us that the light of the world will soon come to us in the human form of Jesus, who was born to homeless and poor people. Now, at the end of Advent, all four candles burn bright in hope and anticipation of the light of the world. On Christmas Eve, when we celebrate the birth of our Lord, we will finally light the center candle, the Christ candle. Come, Lord Jesus. Our time of waiting is almost over. May we, with Mary, the mother of our Lord, proclaim God's greatness. May we see God in those who are weak, poor, come to God empty-handed, expect to be fed. May we pray for the light of the world, and then through our lives, into the darkness of the world. May the world indeed and dwell among us. Amen.
I would invite you to rise. Beloved in Christ, we come by this service to prepare ourselves to hear again the message of the angels and to go in heart and mind to Bethlehem and to see the loving kindness of our God and the babe lying in a manger. Let us therefore open the Holy Scriptures and read the earliest tale of that disobedience to God's holy will, which is common to us all, and then the story of the birth of Jesus Christ our Lord to save us from our sins and make us pure and happy. And let us thank him with our carols of praise. But first, let us pray for the needs of the whole world, and especially for peace and goodwill among all people, that they may learn to love one another as children of one God and Father of all. And because this would most rejoice his heart, let us remember before him the poor and helpless, the cold, the hungry and the oppressed, the sick and them that mourn, the lonely and the unloved, the aged and the little children, and all who know not the Lord Jesus or who love him not, or who by sins have grieved his heart. Lastly, let us remember before God all those who rejoice with us, but upon another shore and in a greater light, that multitude no one can number, with whom in this Lord Jesus we evermore are one. These prayers and praises let us humbly offer up to the throne of heaven in the words that Christ himself has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The Almighty God bless us with divine grace. Christ give us the joys of everlasting life. And unto the fellowship of the citizens above, may the King of angels bring us all. Amen.
italics, God announces in the Garden of Eden that the seed of woman shall bruise the serpent's head, Genesis 3. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and hid myself. And he said, Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, What is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. I will put an enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. In italics, thanks be to God.
Children aged 3 through 3rd grade are invited to Sunday school.
Second reading, God promises to the faithful Abraham that in his seed shall the nations of the earth be blessed. We gather this from Genesis chapter 22, beginning at the 15th verse. And the angel of the Lord called on Abraham out of heaven the second time, and said, By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And the seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast heard my voice. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Christ's birth and kingdom are foretold by Isaiah. This is from Isaiah 9. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Thanks be to God.
The fourth reading, a reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 11. The peace that Christ will bring is foreshown. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. With righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. The wolf shall also dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together. And a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together. And the lion shall eat straw like the ox, and the sucking child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Thanks be to God.
The angel Gabriel salutes the Blessed Virgin Mary. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel come in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And Mary said, Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Thanks be to God.
St. Matthew tells of the birth of Jesus. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When, as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with the child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Thanks be to God.
The shepherds go to the manger. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them in heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Thanks be to God.
The wise men are led by the star to Jesus. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and we are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star, which they saw in the east, went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Thanks be to God.
St. John unfolds the great mystery of the Incarnation. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe in his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Thanks be to God. The Collect. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, child of Bethlehem, who in love made humankind, create in us love so pure and perfect that whatsoever our heart loves may be after thy will, in thy name, and for thy sake. Amen. And may the one who by his incarnation gathered into one things earthly and heavenly fill you with the sweetness of inward peace and goodwill, and the blessing of God, the love of Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit remain with you always. Amen. In the congregational tradition, when a minister is departing, as we have received them publicly, so too we dismiss them publicly with affection. And so I would invite our moderator to come and lead us as we go through the dismission and commission of the Reverend Samuel R. Shaw. And would Reverend Shaw please come down and join us?
The Reverend Samuel R. Shaw was called as an associate minister for pastoral care and spiritual formation at First Congregational Church in December of 2003. Hearing the call of God to serve elsewhere, he has tendered his resignation, and he has been accepted, confident of the Spirit's guidance. So, as the moderator of this church, I declare that at the end of our services of worship on Christmas Eve, December 24th, 2008, the duties and the responsibilities of both this minister and this people toward one another are fulfilled and recognized as complete, and that the pastoral relationship is terminated.
Let us pray. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you that in the name of Christ we stand in a community of life and experience that unites all who call upon you, even though we are absent from one another. May the ties that have been formed between minister and people bind their lives in a continuing fellowship of service and devotion. Bless and fructify the seed that has been sown in faith and love. By your Holy Spirit, guide and direct your servant Sam in the new vineyard to which you have called him in St. Louis. Grant him insight and compassion and the power of persuasion to the right in all labors he undertakes for your kingdom. We pray your blessing upon Sam and pray that he may know your presence, your peace, and your help in this time of transition to a new home and new ministries. Make real to us all the fellowship that is in Christ, and help us to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We recognize the fellowship in which we stand together in the service of God, and rejoice with you in the labors of your ministry and the harvests that have been granted to the sowing of the word, as we have pledged the support of our concerns while you have served with us. So do we offer you our wishes and prayers for a continuing joy in the field of this ministry which unites our hearts. Godspeed. We invite you all to join us in the social hall to fete Reverend Shaw. And now I'm going to ask him to give yet another benediction, because we can never be benedicted too much. After which we will sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing, and Sam and I will meet you at the back door, and Reverend Brink will meet you at the front door, and we'll meet you all upstairs in the social hall. Don't forget to read the green sheet. Don't forget Christmas is coming. And if you're not going to be with us, if you're traveling, go with God. And if you are going to be with us, we look forward to seeing you at 4 or 7 or 11. Regardless, have a merry, merry Christmas. Sam?
I'd invite you to stand for the benediction. Once again, my friends, remember, we haven't just been to church, we are the church. And when the church is the church, it is nothing more, it is nothing less, it is nothing other than the holy born in the most unlikely places, in a forlorn and forgotten and poverty-stricken and dark part of the globe. May the holy be reborn in us this season, even in the dark and broken places, in the Bethlehems of our hearts. Now go forth from this place after we party upstairs and be the church. Amen.